On Grand Valley State University Week, elementary school should be a place for science. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ellen Schiller, professor of education, discusses why we need to start teaching this subject early.
K-12 science education has been the focus of recent instructional reform in an effort to increase students' scientific literacy and nurture an interest in STEM-related careers. However, elementary teachers often face obstacles that affect their ability to teach science, including limited background knowledge, lack of hands-on materials, and competing demands for time in the school day. Despite the challenges, taking a break from science instruction between the curious preschool years and middle school is not an option if we want to nurture a passion for science and lay the groundwork for advanced coursework. For the past 20 years, I've collaborated with education and science faculty to help elementary teachers teach science in ways that excite students and facilitate conceptual understanding. We have partnered with local urban elementary teachers in multi-year professional development cohorts that include science content workshops, instructional coaching, and collaborative lesson planning. We have evaluated the impact of our efforts by conducting classroom observations, analyzing pre- and post-workshop science content assessments, and examining teacher-developed lessons and student artifacts. We have found that it typically takes several years of participation before significant changes occur in a teacher's practice. Science concepts take time to learn and require in-depth exploration. Elementary teachers need guidance when creating inquiry-based science lessons and facilitating classroom discussions. They tend to rescue their students instead of nurturing student thinking. However, we have found that teachers relish the opportunity to collaborate and that sustained partnerships do lead to better science instruction. Teachers benefit from in-depth, collaborative study of science concepts just as their students do.
That was Ellen Schiller of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.